It's Russ Parr Morning Show. And, of course, 47 minutes past the hour. I want you guys to hear this letter. It says, hello, Russ Parr and Morning Crew. I'm extremely scared about telling my mom and dad that I'm gay. Both my parents have raised me to be anti-gay my entire life. When I was around 8, my sister asked me if I liked a 13-year-old boy, and I told her, yeah, I did. And she looked at me and said, I'm going to tell Daddy. I didn't think anything of it until my dad called me into the room and shook me by the shoulders and said, listen to me, boy, God does not like boys that likes boys. You have to like girls. Do you hear me? You have to like girls. And so ever since then, I've been afraid to talk about them, about me being gay. I love my parents, but I know they hate gays even more than they love me. What should I do? 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Or you can text me, 23088. Put my name, Russ, and then whatever you want to say. I don't know. What do you say? That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Especially when your parents have, you know, pretty much said, hey, you know, this is not who you're going to be.
Maybe they need to find an intermediary, somebody who, you know, is trusted by both. If they have a pastor, maybe go to the pastor.
This is the problem that a lot of young gay folks have, is being ostracized by their own family. You're scared to lose that love.
Right, but you know
what? Did
they
say how old they were?
No, they didn't say how old.
Not at the present time, right. No.
Their dad, I mean, parents may be more understanding once they understand that this is where we are. I think what he was saying prior to is just trying to stop him from going there. Mm-hmm. But once you realize that your child is there, I believe they will accept it. Mm-hmm.
Sound like this is something that's been, you know, a problem all his life, you know. Anyway, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? What advice can you offer this person?
I think they should just continue being them, because mother and father's love is unconditional, even though they have their opinions and stuff about.
But you know what? I know a lot of parents that have that just cut their kids off. Wow. I know a lot of them. And, you know, it's like, I know if any of my kids came to me and said they're gay, nothing changes. But that's me, you know, and I do get a lot of emails about, you know, my position on homosexuality, but, you know, a lot of people in the families try to go in into denial. They know that their child might be gay. Mm-hmm. They know, but they won't say anything. Mm-hmm. And so that kid has to sit there and be tortured, and your parents already know. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, sir, I think your dad knows. I don't think it'll be a shock to him. I don't know. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ. I think Soup and Albert got it right, man. I mean, first of all, the young man is doing a lot of assumptions. I mean, and then the father kind of, I think Soup was right. The father was probably trying to deter him from that way earlier on in his life. And now once he realizes that this is what it is, you know, they might need to sit down with a pastor and maybe someone else as opposed to.
Would that be a straight pastor or a gay pastor?
I'm saying, like I just said, someone else that's on a professional level that doesn't bring a religious perspective to the point.
Oh, gotcha. So, good point.
I mean, you know, you can sit down, get both views, and, you know, maybe the young man is confused about who he is. You don't know. I mean,
he clearly said he's gay.
I mean, but he needs to stop assuming and just go ahead and let his parents know in the direct manner that this is how I feel, and let's resolve that issue directly, because God loves everybody in spite of the fact.
I hear you. But, you know, the thing is, it's easier, you know, being straight, you know, saying, hey, just go ahead and say something. Mm-hmm. Just go ahead and it's going to be okay.
You know, I don't understand why people always, when somebody says they're gay, people are like, well, they might be confused. Nobody ever accuses someone who's straight of being confused.
Yeah, exactly. Good morning. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, your comment, please.
I wanted to comment on the last young lady's comment. She said, you know, parents' love is supposed to be unconditional, but some parents it's not. And, you know, he has to come to that realization that, hey, they may, you know, ostracize him, and they may not want to speak to him anymore, but he's going to be more unhappy if he acts like he's straight and he's not. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you at 8 years old, he liked a boy, obviously it's not going to change.
Right.
So, you know, hey, be yourself, be happy with who you are, if your parents aren't fine with it. Of course, it's a hard thing to deal with if your parents aren't speaking to you because of stuff that you can't control. But
yeah,
he has to be happy with himself in the end.
That's true. Tweet. I appreciate that. Beauty Blended tweets, we all want love and acceptance from our parents, but sometimes that can't be. That's the beauty of turning to friends and family. Not trying to be rude. If he's not comfortable, he doesn't have to tell anyone. Wait until he's on his own. Live your life. You only get one.
That's right. And you know what? Sometimes we have to let family go. You know, you don't get to pick your family, and sometimes you have to let them go.
That is so rough.
It is, but it's also rough living a life. You don't choose.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ.
Yes, your comment, please.
I got to play devil's advocate this morning because a lot of people gonna be scared to call in and say what I'm going to say, but they agree with me, but they ain't going to call in because of their friends and family. Okay. But I mean, law, he should prepare for the worst because it could happen. They can act like, I know they're trying to say parents' love is supposed to be unconditionally, but be honest with you, if it was my son, I might cut him off. And I'm just being honest. That don't mean I'm going to stop loving him,
right?
But I'm just being honest. I might just straight up just cut him off because that's just me. It don't mean I don't love him no more, but
right. Me
and that lifestyle, I'm just being honest. I might cut him off.
But I appreciate you being honest because I think that's important because that is an option that could happen.
Cut your child off.
Do you consider that like tough love? Is that what you consider?
Not an option.
Hold on. Let me say something to you real quick. I walked in on my son when he was like 6 or 7 years old, and he was, you know, they wasn't doing nothing but rubbing pants. But I swear to God, I chastised him, but I ain't going to lie. I kept it real with my friends. I'm glad it was a female. I'm just being honest.
Okay. All right, man. I appreciate your honesty. Good morning. Hello. Turn your radio down, please. I'd really appreciate that. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, your comment, please.
Yes, me being a mother of a son who came out and told me he was gay, mm-hmm. I feel that they should love him unconditionally. Mm-hmm. And if he's there happy, just accept them.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You accepted his homosexuality, correct?
Well, I accepted it only because that's my son and I love him.
What about your other family members? How did they handle that?
They accept it as well.
Because you know, a lot of times you'll find an aunt or an uncle mm-hmm. that may accept and going to love you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, your aunt and uncle always going to be that special person in your life.
How old was he?
I want to ask her something, too. Yeah, go ahead, Sue.
Yeah, how old was he when he told you?
He told me when he was 17 years old.
Okay.
It broke now, my heart, and I told my husband it broke his heart. But, you know, we was pretty much like, we love our son unconditionally, and we will accept it.
Good. That is wonderful.
I want to ask you this. Was it easier for you to accept because maybe did you already kind of know?
No, we actually did not know. Wow. He had girlfriends.
Wow.
He covered it up pretty good. But okay. I guess, you know, that is not how I raised him to be gay. You know, nobody raises their child to be gay.
No.
But,
no, you don't.
You know, if you love your child, and you should as well, but you love him unconditionally.
There you go.
So I accept the gay, and I love my son still. Nothing's changed. He's actually home with me right now.
Great. Well, I'm glad that you did that. I hope there's a lot more understanding parents like you. Appreciate the phone call.